The following is a 5-minute synopsis of a 53-minute program.
But we'll be here Eastern Time tomorrow, noon to 6, taking your calls off the air, lay them on tape for broadcast.
This is Sue Danielson in the WHO Radio Newsroom. About 30 minutes ago at 7:40 p.m., Mount Jennings Observatory in Chicago reported observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars.
Now, this confirms early reports received from American observatories. Now, closer to home comes a special announcement from Polk County authorities. They report that about 7:50 p.m., a huge flaming object believed to be a meteorite fell on a farm in Dallas County near Adel, about 20 miles west of Des Moines.
WHO Radio Newsroom, let's go now live to Jody Chapman, who is at the site of that fallen meteorite. Jody?
Chuck, I wish I could convey this atmosphere, the background of this fantastic scene. Hundreds of cars are parked. Now, there's something I haven't mentioned in all this excitement, but it's becoming more distinct. Maybe you've caught it already in your radio. Listen. Do you hear it? It's a curious humming sound that seems to come from inside.
Just a minute.
Something's happening. This is amazing. The end of the thing is beginning to flake off. That top is beginning to rotate like a screw. It must be hollow. A hump shape is rising out of the pit. I can make out a small beam of light against a mirror. What is that? Oh, my God, there's a jet of flame springing from that mirror, and it leaps right at the advancing man. It hits him head on. Oh, my God, they're bursting into flame. That whole field's caught fire. The woods, the barns, the gas tanks, the cars. It's spreading everywhere. It's coming this way. It's not flying out to my right.
We now take you to the field headquarters of the National Guard near Adel.
This is Captain Lansing.
Oh, wait. That wasn't a shadow. It's something moving. Solid metal, kind of a shield-like affair, rising up out of the cylinder. It's going higher and higher. Why, it's standing on legs, actually rearing up on a sort of metal framework. Now it's searching above the trees, and the searchlights are on it. Hold on.
Their normal population. This time, martial law prevails throughout Iowa and western Illinois.
Excuse me, Gary. We take you now to Washington for a special report from ABC News on this national emergency. Here now is the Secretary of the Interior.
I shall not try to conceal the gravity of the situation that confronts the country, consecrated to the preservation of human supremacy on this earth.
I understand we've set up our portable broadcast unit inside a tank of the Iowa National Guard to bring you direct reports from within the zone of the advancing enemy.
Fire! On the way! Shot! Fire! Fire! On the way! We had one! Knocked out a bipod. It looks like they're repairing it. Re-engage! Fire!
Alien machines lighting off smoke, sir.
Get up!
This is Vector 5-4 off Ames, Iowa. Major Vogt commanding 8 bombers. The targets are close together now, and we're ready to attack. There they go. The giant arm is raised. Green flash. They're spraying us with flame. Altitude 200 feet. Engines are giving out. No chance to release bombs. Only one thing left. Drop on them, planes and all. We're diving on the first one. Now the engine's gone.
This is Sue Danielson, WHO Radio News. I'm speaking to you from the roof of the WHO Radio building at 18th and Grand. The air raid sirens you hear are sounding to warn people to evacuate the city as Martians approach. This may be the last broadcast. Stay here till the end. This is the end. Now smoke's coming out. Black smoke drifting over the city. People in the streets see it. Now they're running toward the Raccoon River. Hundreds of them dropping in like rats. Now the smoke's spreading faster. People are trying to run from it. It's no use. They're falling like flies. Smoke is crossing 16th Street, 17th Street, 100 feet. It's out 50 feet away.
This is W0PKJ, Ames, Iowa, calling CQ. Is there anyone on the air? CQ20. CQ20, this is W0PKJ.